Every morning the light keeps getting brighter as I wake up to the truth. And every day I'm feeling so much lighter, and the world seems fresh and new. What I was taught and the way that I thought stopped serving me long ago. Now I'm learning to trust in the God of all of us. Each day I start anew, and so I'm walking away from the thinking that held me for so long. Today is the day I walk away. I'm walking away from the path that led me to confusion. Today is the day I walk away. I'm walking away from the thinking that held me for so long. Today is the day I walk away. I'm walking away from the path that led me to such sadness. Today is the day I walk away. Every day I walk away.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is New Horizons. The hymns today are 392, 218, and 533. I'll be reading today from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Also, Pulpin and Press, Miscellaneous Writings, Christian Healing, The People's Idea of God, Retrospection and Introspection, The First Church of Christ Scientists, and Miscellany, and these are all by our beloved leader, Mary Baker Eddy. And now our healing reading. New Horizons. A new year is a nursling, a babe of time, a prophecy, and promise clad in white raiment, kissed and encumbered with greetings, redolent with grief and gratitude. Time past and time present both may pain us, but time improved is eloquent in God's praise. Improve your time. Success in life depends upon persistent effort, upon the improvement of moments more than upon any one other one thing. A great amount of time is consumed in talking nothing, doing nothing, and indecision as to what one should do. If one would be successful in the future, let him make the most of the present. Three ways of wasting time, one of which is contemptible, are gossiping mischief, making lingering calls, and mere motion when at work, thinking of nothing or planning for some amusement. Travel of limb more than mind, rushing around smartly, is no proof of accomplishing much. All successful individuals have become such by hard work, by improving moments before they pass into hours, and hours that other people may occupy in the pursuit of pleasure. They spend no time in sheer idleness, in talking when they have nothing to say, in building air castles, or floating off on the wings of sense, all of which drop human life into the ditch of nonsense, and worse than waste its years. Let us, then, be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Heaven's signet is love. We need it to stamp our religions and to spiritualize thought, motive, and endeavor. Tireless being patient of man's procrastination affords him fresh opportunities every hour. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and you be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, and to every beast of the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Let us rejoice that the bow of omnipotence already spans the moral heavens with light, and that the more spiritual idea of good and truth meets the old material thought like a promise above the cloud, while it inscribes on the thoughts of men at this period a more metaphysical religion founded upon Christian Science. Through God who gave that word of might which swelled creation's lay, let there be light, and there was light. What chased the clouds away? 'Twas love whose finger traced aloud a bow of promise on the cloud. As sweet music ripples in one's first thoughts of it, like the brooklet in its meandering midst, pebbles and rocks, before the mind can duly express it to the ear, so the harmony of divine science first broke upon my sense before gathering experience and confidence to articulate it. Its natural manifestation is beautiful and euphonious, but its written expression increases in power and perfection under the guidance of the great master. The divine hand led me into a new world of light and life, a fresh universe, old to God, but new to his little one. It became evident that the divine mind alone must answer and be found as the life or principle of all being, and that one must acquaint himself with God if he would be at peace. He must be ours practically, guiding our every thought and action. Else we cannot understand the omnipresence of good sufficiently to demonstrate, even in part, the science of the perfect mind and divine healing. I had learned that thought must be spiritualized in order to apprehend spirit. It must become honest, unselfish, and pure in order to have the least understanding of God in divine science. The first must become last. Our reliance upon material things must be transferred to a perception of and dependence on spiritual things. For spirit to be supreme in demonstration, It must be supreme in our affections, and we must be clad with divine power. Purity, self-renunciation, faith, and understanding must reduce all things real to their own mental denomination, mind, which divides, subdivides, increases, diminishes, constitutes, and sustains according to the law of God. I had learned that mind reconstructed the body and that nothing else could. How it was done, the spiritual science of mind must reveal. It was a mystery to me then, but I have since understood it. All science is a revelation. Its principle is divine, not human, reaching higher than the stars of heaven. Christian Science is at length learned to be no miserable piece of ideal ledger domains by which we poor mortals expect to live and die, but a deep drawn breath fresh from God, in whom and in whom man lives, moves, and has deathless being. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. O life that maketh all things new, the blooming earth, the thoughts of men, our pilgrim feet, wet with thy dew, in gladness hither turn again. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. A verse. Mother's New Year gift to the little children. Father, Mother, God, loving me, guard me when I sleep. Guide my little feet up to thee. This concludes the healing message in the publicly recorded portion of our meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to In This Very Room.
In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power of faith and spirit to bloom.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.